Mr.
A tin floor, no canvas, no nothing on, and four sails, and the man set up on the pole.
Yeah.
And you think they'd win itch every time they come by. You don't, but they win itch. They used to miss you. There used to be the four sails, two times in, no fingers, and two planes. They what they call two dummies. Well, the dummy would go over, and the next one would come, that'd be a sheaf, and she'd shove that off. Well, you see, the corn was still coming on.
Yeah.
The next one would be a dummy, and the next one would be another sheaf would come off.
So you'd sort of get a line of these.
You'd get a line of sheaves that used to come here to. They used to be on run on the curve. And a bit like that, bam, the sheaf used to come out there.
Yeah.
And they used to work in that sail, used to bring it in and shove it out there.
And you'd have to go on then and tie them, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. You'd have to go along then and tie them, then shark them, then hand drag the land.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's a big old drag race, isn't it?
That's what we used to pull, mate. That's why I don't want to see them. They used to make my feet, eh? Mortal night.
Yeah, that's a long way to pull them if you're doing a field, isn't it?
Well, we had to.
Well, we used to drag 14 acre field with it.
Nothing was wasted, was it?
Nothing was wasted. And then they used to go around, women did gleaning out of that.
That's true.
My mother and I used to do gleaning.
You know what gleaning is?
They used to have a bag on the entire end, pick the hard bits of weed up.
Yeah.
Cut the ears off, let the soil in, put the ears just here and there. They used to gather that in bags. And then every fresh, when somebody freshen, would you put these through? They'd put them through the drum fire, yeah. And my mother's been in gleaning a couple of kernel of wheat, then they just come down to Neville's Mill and be ground for flour fire.
Ah, yeah, because there's two mills down there.
That's
Neville's
right.
And
Neville used
Lawrence. Lawrence's.
And you see the Algie Neville. He used to pick it up, growing it fire so much. And you see, we had two big bags of coon size of flour.
So, in times of shortage and that, the wheat, you could sell it, couldn't you? Sell it yourself.
Oh, yes.
And that you grew your own wheat to make your own bread then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, there's competition between those two mills then, there must have been.
Oh, yes, there were.
There was.
Yes. Then we went from the reaper to the binder.
Oh, that's a big step,
then
wasn't it?
Then we thought we were in heaven, didn't we, friend?
Yes, sir. Tie it up.
I'd tie it in.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Then all you had to do was stay on the
sharks. Then we went away from that with a steady hand drag, and we used to have horse drag between the rows.
That's right, yes.
Old pony and the horse drag.
Honestly, a binder would call. I bet you were pleased when you got one of them.
We were.
That has meant no more tying.
No more tying. No.
It was a great invention, you know, when you look at it, weren't it, binder? But then you still had to go back to the yard and thrash it, didn't you?
Then we had a shark head. Then we had a card in. And then the stags had to be thatched. Then thrashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they used to thatch the stags, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They did look nice. I've seen one of them with a little. They used to build
cockle
a little thing on top.
Cockle
on the top.
Whichever way it went round with the wind.
Yeah.
Like on the church, just the same.
there was a pride in the work then,
there
weren't
were. There? Was
when they built a stack, they made a stack.
Yeah.
Ah, now I never seen your collection. Now what they caught, what they used to run down the side of the stacks?
Cut knife.
No. A long blade, sorry.
Yeah, I know a few others. They got one down there. So right. You ran the eaves like
it. Yeah, sorry that all that, but
I'm sure you've got one in a hand, a long blade.
Long blade and a big handle.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, yeah.
I don't know what you call them. They used to be lovely. The stacks have been
straight. Around the stacks and trim the fat with that, didn't they? And then if there's a bit of sheaves to get around that.
Well, then they'd use the straw for bedding, wouldn't they, after they thrashed it?
Oh, yeah, for the stuff.
That would be for bedding and that, yeah. You'd have hay then for your horses.
Yes. And that used to be carried loose. There weren't no balers in there, don't they? All carried, cut and turned with irons. No turning machines. You turn it with forks. And
certainly.
Then we used to drag it up with a drag and then heap it.
Yeah, that would be, wouldn't it?
Then heap it. Then carried it up. The horses used to be carried loose.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of wind.
Oh, dear.
Then you build a stack of hay then, wouldn't you?
Yes, stack of hay just the same as wood corn.
Would that be thatched?
Yes.
Or would the farmers thatch them then?
Yeah.
Or workmen, yes.
The workmen, yeah, they thatch them.
You ever thatched a stack?
Yes, there was many.
You have?
Yes.
And before the reaper, This for the job.
Siding.
Oh, siding.
Oh, I'll keep you quiet.
Have you ever done siding?
Siding.
We worked, me and him, with a man, the best man or the strongest man in Adam, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't none to touch him.
Who was that?
Pete Day.
Pete Day?
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what he done. He was my uncle. The field is in against the third bridge that used to belong to a man named Edwards. There was 14 acres of wheat in it. It's a 14-acre field. And time was hard to run the money bag. And this Mr. Edwards, he was here, man. He wanted somebody to cut it. He come up, they told him to get Pete Day. He come and see Pete Day. If he'd mow it. He says, yes. He went in that field on a Monday morning. Now, this is 14 acres.
14, that's a lot.
Yes. He went in a Monday morning. My mother went to pull out behind him. That was her sister. Her sister tied it. And the other sister shocked it. There was 3 gals and a brother. And they handwrite it. He went in a Monday morning, and when he come here Saturday night, that field was cut, chopped, and handwrite.
14 acres. Well, he were a strong man.
When we worked for him, it was nothing. Pete Day to mow 2 acres a day, weren't we?
Well,
2 acres.
How much would you do then?
We weren't mad enough to mow then. We used to, when Pete Day used to mow round for the binder, my brother Frank's dead and gone. He used to be pulling out. That's in she is.
Yep.
Or he used to be making bands, and Fred would be tying.
What would you make bands with?
With corn. He'd have a short, you make a double band.
That's right.
Yeah. I used to lay down there, and Frank would lay the sheep on there, Fred would tie. Then they'd change over.
Yep.
But I used to make bands. Fred would pull out, and Frank would tie. He could keep 3 of us going.
He were a man then, wasn't he?
He were a man. And he'd only got one arm at that.
Only one arm.
Howdy Fred. Mm-hmm. He'd only got one arm, his other arm was up here withered.
That was that much short.
It withered arm, he hurt his elbow and that withered. But that'd steal his thigh.
Yeah.
Or his left arm. And when he mowed round, well, we wouldn't have any choice for the binder, we get all of us go in the field and put 3 horses abreast the first round. He used to take 14 and 15 rows of stubble, isn't it right?
Yeah.
Well, other people used to take 8.
Ah, you were a bloke, weren't you?
Ah. Well, we went over north and we worked there, and there was a man who lived in Hilbro named, a young himself, Bill Dealer, set the course steers. And one Sunday afternoon, as it might have been yesterday, he was out in the yard and he was talking to a man named John Whitehead. Lived beside him. They got talking, and he said, ah, he said, and we're going over north, this building, we're going over north end, John. He said, harvest. He said, yes, how are you, Bill? Where are you going? He said, Peter Day's. He said, they have heard talk about Peter Day and mow. He said, I'm going to show him the way to mow. This was Bill Dimmer. John Woody said, Bill, he said, you'll cut more with a shed north than you can with a sawhead. But Bill Dimmer could sharpen the sawhead. Because Pete Day couldn't, because he couldn't hold the sawhead. He had to have somebody else sharpen.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went across in the Wayman's field, I'll never forget it, me and Fred, and Bill Dimmer. Bill Dimmer were mowing, Fred was pulling air, and I was doing all the time then. And we got going and going, and the corn on over a bit, and when we got down there about 3 chains, you couldn't see where we'd been. The corn on over nearly touched the dolly. So anyway, Pete Day come along, because you see him look like his arm swinging. Come across these fields, here comes Pete, so he come down. He had a look at it, so he says to Bill Dimmer, he says, let's have a swing, Bill. He said, sharpen rope. So Bill Dimmer sharpened rope. And he got on it. Every time that went, there was sheep, weren't there?
Yeah.
A full sheep.
Full sheep, and they're a size, aren't they, sheaves?
Yeah. Bill Dimmer was taking a bit, 8 rows or so. Pete Day, when he started, he was taking 14 and 15.
What?
Bill Dimmer said, how long will he keep that? I said, all day. Now, I said, God's on his trail.
And the size way heavy, don't they?
Ah.
A lot, you have to be a man to swing them.
But I've heard them say, and he went down long drove and mowed one of them 5 acres, well, what Palmer has now.
Yeah.
He mowed that 5 acres in 2 days. One side. 2 acres and a half a day.
And you worked as a team then, one bloke side and the other pulling out.
Yeah, well, he used to do the mowing and well, he used to do all the mowing there, didn't he? He done the mowing. And he used to keep 3 of us busy pulling it and tying behind it. Every time that side went, there was a full sheep going, weren't there?
Yep.
Every time.
He was a bloke, weren't he?
Ah.
And so, what happened to him then when your reaper came along?
Well, did when the reaper come along, of course he still had to mow around for the reaper, so you do the binder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, of course, it was easy. It was like being in heaven with him, wasn't it? Unknown Pete Day, and so is he has no lawyers. When a bit of corn lays bad for a binder, but we've seen him start here, and he get it going the long ways, and he start here in good ward Sutton Church, mowing, and yeah. We used to pull it, and we used to tie his toys back, and he'd toy coming back for his next war. He'd do the money trade. We used to pull it in late in sheaves, he'd mow, and we used to tie his toys back, and he'd toy that road coming back, and then mow again.
He was a bloke, wasn't he?
They say Pete Day.
He could tie one hand then.
Well, you see his hand like that, his little hand.
Yeah.
But it ain't got no, you know.
Yeah.
No payoff.
You could just hold anything like it. See, if he could hold that and tie it. But he was a strong man.
Yeah, 6 foot tall or more?
Yeah.
Something similar to your dad.
Yeah.
He was.
Probably a bit more.
A bit taller,
I would say so.
Yeah. Lord, he must have had some strength in him.
I don't know whether you've got it. I had it and lent it out, and that's goodbye. I had a book before the floods, you know. This land in here was flooded, you know. That's why it's called the Isle of Eden. Well, I've got a book when it was a forest. I had, but not now. Where they used to, and the tribe used to live on Aldrich Hill, and on this hill there where we are, North Anglo-Saxons and Jews all come in, they used to fish or on for their food. And then the Dutch came and drained it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then they did
sea fishing.
Yeah.
That was a forest. That's what makes oaks and poplars and things all swilled under this water.
Yeah,
I'll go and tell them that, but
yeah.
They're a problem, aren't they, now in the fen, bog oaks, because they're hitting the plows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they break the tip of your coulter, don't they, bog oaks?
Yeah, break your shears all and that.
Yeah. And they had a spring link or something, wasn't it?
Spring shackle,
that's it, spring shackle to...
Yes, you've got some in here.
Yeah, we got spring shackle.
I was going to say, I brought one, if not two up there.
Yeah.
One with Harry Savage made me.
Yeah, that's... We got that on the plough, man.
Oh, that's long, isn't it? With the
long, yep.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'd like to have seen it before the flood, and then after the flood it was a sea, and then the Dutch came and drained it, and the swill of the water from this forest swilled oaks down, and the silt from these hills, backwards and forwards with the tide, makes the bog oak so much down in the soil.
Yeah.
Well, that is the soil that we're using now for corn. When you go down to the Gulf, you get down to Old England, there's a big oak.
Yeah, well, that's the fen shrinking now, isn't it, and the blows.
Yes.
Were there edges in your day? There must have been edges in the fen.
No.
There weren't?
No.
Well, Arden, just Arden.
Gotford Grim, the only edge I knew.
Yeah, Gotford Grim, he's a lot there.
Not the only one.
Well, you'd have thought they'd have stopped these here fen blows, wouldn't you?
And there's a tree there.
Yep, there was. It was all gone. Well, that's the west wind what blew and every tree, or nearly every tree, lays to the east. Of course, it's the west wind what tips him over.
Yeah.
That's where you're liable to find some of these treasures that you store now for your museum, under that tree or near it, where they used to sit there, and you'll find whatever you do find.
Yeah.
Especially down in Bentley Grove, because that's where Arrow was done a bit.
Yeah. Have you ever found anything in the fen?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
You haven't? No.
Now these two old logs on your bed, these two, I forget what you call them now, but they're about to meet Adam Corn along and they weigh 20 tons. That's where I'm seeing the backbone as far out as this.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I used to pass that animal till a dredger come and did the dike out. They were from there. That's the size of the backbone. That there.
Gas cylinder.
Yeah.
I was so.
And you could see where the ribs, those where the ribs went in. And there's another one up the Wicken Road. You might find some bones there. In one of those pits on the left. Just by whose farm I used to call that. Well, he was not the next farm, the next, that's where they unearthed this thing 14 feet below. He laid in the sun, they all lay in the sun to die. Funny, isn't it? What do you call them now? Oh, where are they going?
Some brontosaurus, pliosaurus, something like that.
No, come down a bit.
Scatosaurus?
No, come down. No.
Tyrannosaurus rex?
No.
No idea.
Oh, well, I can't remember, so that's the problem. There's some rare bones, and I'll tell you, if ever you could ever fill up a petal, you're interested. Hemet stratum.
Odyssey?
No, Neville.
Neville?
In his office. That's where he's back.
Gone now, though.
Yeah. That's why he's about somewhere near the two stone mark. Just one bit of his backbone about this big, and that much through. And you can see where the rib bone was in, and rotted away or something.
Well,
I knew the guy then.
Did you go to school up the Arkin Stalls?
Yeah.
Up there?
Yeah.
Up there, yeah. Who was your teacher then?
Miles.
Mr. Miles.
Mr. Miles.
Up on your flat here somewhere.
Yeah. They were your teachers then, were they?
Yeah. They started in 1903.
And the Mrs. Froman.
Froman, ah, bless her.
Charlie Froman, she you, the Water Beach woman, I think.
Yeah. Did you see her several times walking about there?
Well, now, someone was telling me, when you were at school, they gave you a card, and you were allowed to have so many days off a year.
No, sir.
What,
no? Oh, no, not in their time.
No. That's rubbish.
Days.
Ah. But when we went to school, the day you were 13, you left school.
Yeah.
13?
Oh, yes. You used to leave, start at 5 and leave at 13. If you were 13 today, you'd leave at night, you wouldn't go to school and what was there?
No, I didn't.
No?
I had enough of that.
You left, the day you were 13, you left school.
And that was that compulsory or not?
Well, that was the law of the land then. Ah. Start at 5, infants. Oh, yeah,
Miss Froman. I mean, Father.
Mrs. Father, infant school. And you left school the day you were 13. I mean, there were no terms and nothing then. Say, well, you've got to come to term.
Oh,
when you were 13, you were done.
That's right.
And then you went out to work on the farm.
Well,
straight to work tomorrow.
Yeah, next day. Well,
we
used to do sideways.
You get problems with sideways.
Problems?
Yeah.
And then, as you said, you have to go on Sunday, so...
Oh, yes, we
were.
It was a seven-day week, weren't it?
It was a seven-day, we were.
We were regularly, you see. To be fair, now, any time now, probably another week or more, you'd have to start Sunday twice a day.
Because the start went in, you see. You wanted Sunday, sometimes to water them and fill the tubs. But as soon as the start laid in, like Neil, any time Neil, twice Sundays.
Yeah.
No half-day Sundays then.
No.
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 You did work then, didn't you?
Oh, that's why there ain't nothing to do now.
There ain't no, is there?
Nothing to do now. No, we've done the lot. I told you we should work them all there. They're all on the dole.
You did too, and that. And you were straight, most of the children in the school went straight out on the farm.
Straight out on the farm, or otherwise it was a girl straight in service.
That's all. There weren't no shops, honey.
There weren't no shops. Well, the young girls used to go straight into service, and the boys used to go straight on line, because your sideys and album sideys, and you say you never even worked until you left school.
You did?
Oh, yes. Long enough for that.
Years before that, your good sideys would come and clean the mangoes for us, and help and litter the yards and that. Well, you knew where you were going before you left school. Well,
and so they'd employ you?
Oh, yeah.
They would. There's no sort of...
They'd employ you.
Yes, sir. You know, you knew exactly where you were
going
to go.
You knew exactly where you were going.
There's no double end, Sonny.
So So you either got a job or you had no money.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, you ain't got much if you got a job.
No. No.
But it's been very interesting to you, isn't it?
Very interesting.
I thought it would be.
3 and 6 a week, that's a three. I mean, they see. I know they didn't. I know we did.
Well, I know. 3 and 6.
And we had a B&A.
No, your 6 was too much.
Ah, the Sunday, 6 on
Sunday.
3 Bible week and then 6 on Sunday, so. And we had to be in there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, a long way to walk.
What happened if you were late then?
You'd get a black look and press
you'd get a black look. And then if you couldn't get there at time, you'd better find another job. And you knew you couldn't do that. And we used to go to the airplace roughly mornings at 6:30.
That's true, winter and summer.
Winter and summer, 6:30, it just takes half hour to get there. We used to leave over 4:15, and that used to be 4:25 when we got on. Only the bus down it coming on with more uphill, because it's going out.
Ah, that hill over there, divides us from Sutton.
Yeah, North Hill.
Going this way, the one much hill up, and then again, we'll go, coming away from North Hill, all uphill until you get up to the top paddy, weren't it?
Right from the top.
Yeah, right from the top.
All the way.
Yeah.
You have to walk to work.
Yes.
We ain't got
nothing
right.
And no other way.
You couldn't bike.
Right over there, no.
That was all mud, weren't it?
Yeah. George, mud.
Impossible.
We've been over there mornings when it's been fit to cut your heads off. We used to say, so where's the wind? If it's snowing, which way is snowing? We used to have a rear. See, if that was snowing and beating, we used to go down after Waterloo. This side the edge. Well, if it was annoying one, we used to pass go down early Waterloo.
That's right. We had two chances.
Well, we had three. We had Lynn Russell's.
Oh, yeah.
Early Waterloo's and after Waterloo. We had three chances where the wind was.
Well, what did you do in the evenings are drawing in. Did you cut chaff and that in the evenings?
No, nothing.
We had a barn full.
They used to have a barn full of chaff, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So when it got dark, you knocked off then?
Yeah.
We'd now be making the start whistle, about.
Yeah, 10 miles or something, yeah. We used to pass the top away at winter nights. We used to go tootin'.
Oh, wow. Tootin'.
You were in there just tootin'.
What's Tutton?
He don't know, you see. He's born too soon.
You see, it's a net. Well, I don't know where you're from, you're Tutton net. Near on two poles.
Oh, you want one of them, Sonny?
A long net, on two light poles.
You bent over it.
Like that. And then this net just a big pocket in.
Big pocket.
There used to be big net pocket, like a hanger. And there used to be one with a net, and one what they call a four, as soon as every clap. The phone used to fall on the net and get hold of the bird.
Yeah,
and two other sides with props.
What?
Touch.
It's along a hedge then, isn't
it?
Along a hedge.
Touch. You touch the net and do the bird and then clap that and catch that.
On with you. So you make noise in the hedge.
Yeah.
Bird would fly out.
And the bird fly out the other side, you see, and they clap that in the net.
Straight in the net. And
if they're lucky. Other one on the net, the other one used to fall on it and they'd kill that. Put in a bay.
What they do with them?
Sell them.
Charlie Barton.
Charlie Barton, the man who comes from Trinidad, sell them penny apiece.
Sparrows?
No, blackbirds. Blackbirds and mavishes.
Penny.
Mavishes?
Yeah. Thrush, if you like.
Ah, thrush.
Same thing.
Yeah, penny apiece.
And they do.
We used to go get some of those and catch a dozen, and we done well, chilling between us.
And they eat them?
Yeah.
You never had talk about that yet?
Yeah.
Well, I talked to my gran one evening, and she said she's eating sparrow pie.
Ah, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Sparrow pie is lovely.
It is.
Yes, I'm out of money with sparrow pie.
How on earth do you get the meat off?
Oh, I should love a sparrow pie today.
You skin them, son, you don't.
You skin them.
Skin them.
And they're a little breast. And then you cut them and take them. Ain't got much inside, so let's mark them here.
The gravy is thick and cut it.
You'd get a dozen little sparrows in a pie dish.
I ought to get you a dozen little sparrows.
I didn't really, but that's the truth. I remember poor old Judy Newell. I'll never forget it. I emptied a bag of drum dirt in the old pond that was dry. And it was snow. Emptied it on. And there were thousands of little birds come on that. Judy come along. Toward, he said, George, I'll fetch him all his gun. He went and fetched his gun, he went bang, he picked them up and showed them a sparrow pie. He picked about 40 sparrows out. Beautiful.
Ah.
Yeah.
And there's another thing the boy don't know. Trundling.
Oh, God, no.
Well, on the ground.
I never went trundling, my father used to.
How'd he get on?
Well, that's a net about knowing the 10 feet wide, perhaps 12 feet wide, and a bit, oh, it's a thing of chain long, there it is, a chain.
What's, hold on, wait, what's a chain?
Like 22 yards.
22 yards. Oh, that's a long, isn't it?
Yeah. And they see this net used to be fixed on a long bamboo pole, about, well, if the net were 12 foot, that'd be about 14 foot. So the net were on the way, a foot each end. You'd be here, and your mate have all the ground, you see, and you used to try and long grassland, on stubble, not edges, stubble, for larks. Then you'd let the net keep touching the stubble, you see, like that.
Yeah.
And the larks you'd up, then you used to drop it. Then you used to crawl a bit in the dark, and you'd hear these larks and roll the net up on these poles, keep rolling up as you, you see.
Yeah.
Get all these larks and kill them.
And then you'd eat them?
Oh, they used to sit, well, we never
good seen London, did.
Eh?
Good London,
they used to go to London.
Make a good price.
They used to make a lot of money.
Like, oh, yeah.
Murray died and finally. A man, he got killed in the First World War, Leopold Ogie. They used to be a team, and the two little brutes, make out they used to be a team.
They did.
They used to go travelling. My dad and Leopold used to go travelling. And they used to be a couple who come from Sutton travelling. But you see, you were in the dark, you wouldn't be able to find somebody you go travelling to know it. Oh, right. Well, the next noise, you went past somebody's been at play. Well, they left a player in the field. Well, you didn't know that. Yeah. When you got caught up in this player, you know, you're net, and then you got a job on.
Yeah.
Or other boys, they used to...
Bush.
They used to cut some bushes and lay bushes about the field.
That's
to stop the triangles.
They would.
They would.
Oh, yeah, the farmers, you want on there. Well, then you see you got a bush again, you got a nail as well, taking that deal.
That's your own. Because they'd go out there and say you were poaching, wouldn't they?
Well, oh, yeah. That's it.
That was... I heard my poor dad tell the tale. They and Leo went there, they used to go together. They said, where are we going, Leo? He said, we'll go down the banders and deal, well, Ben Page grass here. I said, there'll be some laughs now, hasn't it? He said, and when we got going down the banders, across the field, that started raining, poured raining. He said, we sheltered under the edge. He said, and when it cleared up a bit, they said, well, we'll make the Ben Page, get against that A state. Then we'll deal them fields to know it, and we won't trouble no one. So of course, so now, they use this A state, they hear somebody talking, you see. So they, well, I said, there's somebody talking. So of course, they crept down the state, they were two Sutton fellas. They had done Sutton fen work on the way they had them, ill road. So they listened, and one Sutton fella said to the other, he said, we'll deal this here field, and there's left off. We'll leave our birds here, start that side and work, of course, here, then we'll go home. Well, of course, my old dad and his fellow here, letting them go when they took their birds out of their basket, but they caught, they got a basket nearly full, took all their birds here and put in there, and they come home, never done a trial in that, no. But, so I don't know what happened when the two something fellas got back to
the birds. I think they were cross.
I always think they were, but that's what happened. Yeah.
That's very good of you.
They took the birds and left the boys unknown.
Well, that's very good. That's be a tremendous tape.
There you-